This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. The Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office has named the identity of a victim of a shooting that occurred yesterday around 4 p.m. on Jonesboro Road. The deceased has been identified as Summer Brumley. An autopsy is pending. No further details of the investigation have been released by the Sheriff's Office. Beginning with the 24-25 school year, Louisiana will be the 45th state to have girls' wrestling championships. The Louisiana High School Athletics Association Assistant Director Adam McDowell says girls' wrestling is one of the fastest-growing sports, and for years they've worked to get 80 schools to participate. That's the number required for a new sport. It turns out
the LHSAA already sanctions the sport of wrestling, and therefore, in order to get girls wrestling, we just had to add a division.
157 girls from 40 schools are already wrestling on their boys' teams, and McDowell says adding the girls' division to their annual convention was overwhelmingly approved. The defending national champion LSU women's basketball team has had its first two-game losing streak since 2022. The Lady Tigers lost to Mississippi State last night, 77-33. Coach Kim Mulkey says they're not executing defensively.
We can't seem to defensively get stops with this team when they matter. That's how we lost the South Carolina game. You have to make stops at this level, and we don't seem to be doing it.
And the ULM women are red hot right now. They return to Fant Ewing Coliseum on Wednesday night against Troy.